Restoring My Soul. Thursday, the 4th of May. Out of the Waters. During the 3 hours of great darkness on the cross, Jesus was separated from the Father in the lowest parts of the earth with us. At the end of the 3 hours, he cried, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This was the Son's expression of the grief that was experienced by the Father as our reproaches against the Father were fully laid upon him. Christ's heart was physically broken by the grief caused by humanity's rejection of God's fatherhood. The breaking of Christ's heart by the sorrow of God was the seventh wound of his offering journey. Importantly, it was also the seventh glorifying event of his offering journey. Furthermore, in the lowest parts of the earth, the Son declared, "And I will wait on the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion." The Father heard the cry of the Son. In response to the Son's cry, the Father drew him out of the waters of his eternal judgment, all the way to the embrace of his bosom. As he was being drawn by the Father, the Son declared his offering finished. He then said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." The Son was received into the bosom of the Father. Importantly, we were all drawn out of the waters of God's judgment and were received into the bosom of the Father with Christ. Christ, as Yahweh's Son, Son of God, and Son of Man, in identity, remained in the bosom of the Father in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, while his physical body, which was already immortal and made perfect through his offering, rested in the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 27 verse 46, Isaiah chapter 8 verses 17 to 18, Psalm 34 verse 18, John chapter 19 verse 30, Luke chapter 23 verse 46, and Mark chapter 8 verse 31. For further study, Psalm 18.